Ever noticed how the most successful people often seem the least frantic? Warren Buffett attributes much of his success to saying no to almost everything, preserving his mental bandwidth for what truly matters. This counterintuitive approach challenges our hustle-obsessed culture with a revolutionary idea: strategic inaction might be your greatest superpower. This isn't about procrastination or laziness, it's about energy conservation and strategic minimalism. In a world that glorifies burnout, the most impactful people understand that effectiveness isn't measured by hours worked, but by results achieved. They identify high-leverage activities that deliver 80% of results with just 20% of effort, eliminating what I call productivity theater, the exhausting performance of busyness that yields minimal impact. Consider how often we fill our days with motion rather than progress. We attend unnecessary meetings, respond to non-urgent emails, and maintain commitments that no longer serve us, all while our most meaningful work remains untouched. What if, instead, we embrace strategic pauses that fuel breakthrough thinking? Silicon Valley executives take think weeks away from daily operations precisely because they understand that constant activity crowds out innovation. Your best ideas rarely emerge during back-to-back Zoom calls. They surface during walks, showers, or moments of quiet reflection when your mind has space to make unexpected connections. When things go wrong, blaming external factors, the economy, our boss, our upbringing, provides temporary comfort but solves nothing. Time spent attributing failures to outside forces is time wasted on real growth. The truth is that accepting complete responsibility for your life catalyzes meaningful change. While you can't control every circumstance, you control your response to them. Even procrastination, often blamed on external pressures, remains your choice. Dwelling on past mistakes only serves a purpose when it prevents similar future missteps. The goal isn't self-criticism, but learning and adaptation. Remember, no one is coming to orchestrate your success. While others may support you, the primary responsibility for achievement is yours alone. Approach each day like a farmer tends their fields, knowing your consistent attention determines the outcome. The comfort zone whispers that tomorrow is just as good as today for taking that important step. Yet this alluring comfort often transforms into regret when we realize how many tomorrows have slipped away without action. The temporary pleasure of avoiding discomfort gives way to the lasting pain of unfulfilled potential. What keeps us trapped in this cycle? Often, it's the fear of discomfort itself. We avoid the gym because the first steps are painful. We postpone the business plan because uncertainty feels threatening. We delay difficult conversations because temporary peace seems preferable to momentary tension. But what if discomfort itself is the pathway to growth? Change doesn't require elaborate plans or perfect circumstances. It demands simplicity, the willingness to act now with vigor rather than overthinking details. There's a profound tranquility in pursuing personal goals that align with your authentic self, even when they require stepping beyond familiar boundaries. Risk-taking doesn't mean recklessness, but rather calculated steps toward meaningful growth. What small risk could you take today that might lead to significant improvement? Perhaps it's sending that proposal, making that call, or finally starting the project you've contemplated for months. Remember that the temporary discomfort of growth always trumps the permanent discomfort of wondering what might have been. Life presents us with constant choices between immediate pleasure and long-term fulfillment, from choosing healthy meals over comfort food to prioritizing focused work over social media. The ability to delay gratification often separates those who achieve their deepest ambitions from those who don't. The famous marshmallow experiment demonstrated this principle. Children who could wait for a larger reward showed better life outcomes decades later. This challenge exists because our brains evolved to prioritize immediate rewards for survival, making long-term planning inherently difficult. The solution isn't complete self-denial, but rather finding balance between present enjoyment and future-focused discipline. Consider what future rewards you might be trading for momentary comfort. This reflection often reveals the key changes needed for personal growth. Procrastination often disguises itself as prudence, waiting for perfect conditions before taking action. Yet this waiting game typically masks fear, perfectionism, or inertia. The reality is that perfect moments rarely exist, and delay usually makes challenges harder, not easier. We frequently justify postponing important tasks. I'll start the business when I have more experience, or I'll begin exercising when work settles down. These seemingly rational statements are often just sophisticated excuses to avoid discomfort. Instead, embrace immediate action with course correction. Begin with what you have now, understanding that momentum comes from movement and clarity emerges through action. Most plans require adjustment anyway, regardless of preparation time. Psychologists recommend implementation intentions, specific plans linking situations to responses. Rather than vaguely planning to exercise more, decide, when I wake up tomorrow, I will immediately put on my running shoes and walk for 20 minutes. What meaningful action have you been postponing? What small step could you take today? The perfect moment you've been waiting for is now. Consider the parable of the farmer whose horse ran away. When neighbors called it bad luck, he replied, maybe. When the horse returned with wild horses, good fortune? Maybe. When his son broke his leg taming these horses, bad luck? Maybe. When this injury prevented his son from being drafted into a deadly war, good luck? Again, maybe. This story shows how today's misfortune may contain tomorrow's blessing, while apparent good fortune can lead to unexpected challenges. The promotion that sacrifices work-life balance, the painful breakup that creates space for better relationships, the failure that teaches crucial lessons, life defies simple labels. This perspective isn't about becoming passive. Instead, it's about approaching life with greater equanimity. When facing setbacks, we can seek hidden opportunities. In success, we can consider its accompanying responsibilities. By suspending judgment about events, we allow deeper wisdom to emerge. We exchange the illusion of certainty for genuine acceptance, recognizing that life's tapestry needs both light and shadow to be complete. The human brain wasn't designed for multitasking. What we call multitasking is actually rapid task switching, each transition carrying a mental cost that reduces both efficiency and effectiveness while creating an illusion of productivity. A stark example, NASA lost an $18.5 million rocket because an engineer, distracted by a phone call, omitted a crucial hyphen in programming instructions. While most multitasking errors aren't this dramatic, the principle holds. Divided attention diminishes performance. Modern work environments challenge focus with constant interruptions. Email, messages, and social media fragment our concentration, with research showing it takes 23 minutes to fully refocus after each disruption. Success requires intentional environment design. Create interruption-free spaces through physical barriers, closed doors, and digital boundaries, blocked notifications. The Pomodoro technique, 25 minutes of focused work followed by a 5-minute break, offers one effective approach. Consider which important task needs your complete, undivided attention right now.